Feeling a little confused about your finances? Well, Michelle Singletary is here to help. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. She's also Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor. And Michelle, we have a bunch of questions from our listeners today. The first listener says, Dear Michelle, my employer offers a retirement plan to which I've been contributing $150 a month. I also have about $12,000 left on a college loan, and I pay $175 on that loan a month. Should I pay extra toward the student loan instead of contributing to the retirement plan? Which is the better use of the money in the long run?
Listen, you know, I emailed her and I said, don't stop contributing to your retirement fund. Absolutely not. You know, I did a little calculation and she told me how much she made a year, about $30,000 a year. So basically she's contributing about $1,800 a year towards a retirement fund. That's about 6% of her income. That's about where she want to be, maybe increase it to even 10%. But look at these numbers. And I like to tell young folks this because they've got lots of time on their hand. She's about 24 years old. She can be a millionaire when she retires at 65. And this is how. If she invested that money straight for the next 41 years, say on average she gets a 10% rate of return, she could have $1 million when she retires. So you don't want to stop contributing to that fund because the way things are going now, you may need that $1 million to live in retirement.
Okay, our next listener writes, I heard Michelle speak about how to obtain a free credit report. Will you please tell me again how to obtain such a report? I'm on the list to buy a new Prius and want to know ahead of time what kind of loan rate to expect.
Now, last time I talked about this, I gave the wrong website. I was a little ahead of myself. So the website where you can get your free credit report, as the government has allowed, is annualcreditreport.com. annualcreditreport.com. And there you can go and order all three of your credit reports from the three major credit bureaus, which are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. You absolutely should do this. Now, there's a little caveat because only certain people can get that free report right now. But if you go to annualcreditreport.com, you can get the whole schedule of when you'll be entitled to get your free credit report.
Okay, this one more of a comment than a question. It comes from a listener who's just 24 years old, and he writes in, I'm married with no kids. We save about 15% of the $82,000 we make. We live on a tight budget, but we're firm believers of it will be greater later. Most people, mainly friends and family, really don't understand why we are punishing ourselves, but they will see in about 8 years or so. That's when I plan on not working in corporate America anymore.
You know, I love this letter, and I love when people, you know, stand by what they believe in. And one thing I believe in is saving and saving as much as you can. And listen, there'll be lots of folks who will tell you, why are you doing this? And why don't you give your kids this? And you shouldn't be so frugal or so cheap. But the fact of the matter is, if you have a plan for your money and your life like this couple, then you should ignore all those people who are telling you what you should do with your money. Because if you get into a tight spot, guess who's not going to probably help you out? All those people who are telling you how you should spend your money. And tune out all those messages from relatives and friends and even that you hear over the radio and the TV to buy, buy, buy. Because I tell you, there's such freedom when you save for your future.
All right. We're not tuning out that message. If you have questions for Michelle, you can email them to us at daytoday@npr.org. Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's the author of Spend Well, Live Rich. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.